If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Tell me what's ailing me, doctor.
welcome to Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Today, we have a great show. We're going to be talking about Americans with heart damage. We're going to talk about some things we've just pulled up on a Thailand study regarding all this. And we have a brief quack report, Frank. Brief. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And, you know, we need to have hope out there. So Lamentation says, it is good for a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And that's what we're going to do, right? Our hope is in the Lord. He's coming back soon. Mind the time that grows short. And it really does grow short. So seek the Lord's face. Don't squander the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. I did hear the quackers, honey. So whatever you're doing over there, magical engineers making progress. Okay, first up in the quack report, U.S. government approves world's first vaccine for honeybees. Oh, yeah. It's like the honeybees don't have enough problems with pesticides and all this stuff and GMOs. Now they want to vaccinate the bees. They claim that their new vaccine is going to help the bees fight disease that tend to ravage the bee colonies. So Dalen Animal Health, it's a U.S.-based biotechnology company, is manufacturing the vaccine for our commercial beekeepers. They'll provide them with what is called a breakthrough ingenuity in vaccination to protect your honeybees, according to their CEO. So one of the diseases they say that the bee vaccine will supposedly fight off is called foul brood disease carried. It's a bacterium, Pennybacillus larvae. About a quarter of the U.S. beekeepers say they lose, the beekeepers say they lose one quarter of their beehives when they get this foul brood bacterial infection. And according to beekeepers, it's something that beekeepers can easily recognize because it reduces the larvae to this brown goo, and it has a very rancid smell to it. It stinks, they said. So University of Georgia also helped in the development of this vaccine for bees. How do you suppose you're going to catch these bees and vaccinate them all? Are they just going to, like, spray them with the stuff? I don't know. They didn't really go into detail about that, but that's kind of weird and interesting at the same time. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, so okay, so you're having technical problems on your end, and I'm having them also on my end. It's really sad to say, but this is what it is. Well, I can't keep you up here, Frank. For some reason, it wants to, like, pop you off. Not in a bad way, Frank. Oh, did you hear the quackers? Yes, I did. I hear the quackers. I told you I heard them in the beginning, too. Maybe you didn't hear me say that. Okay, great. He says thanks. All right, so I'm trying to get my screen to behave here. All fixed. He says, yeah, well, see, Frank's on the case. He tends to know how to fix. Oh, there we go. I got it. Yay. Awesome sauce. Okay, so I got everything fixed on my screen so I can see you, Frank. Everything's good to go. All right. Sorry, technology at its best. Okay, we're going to talk about Americans and the heart damage we're experiencing here. A lot of countries are. So the statistics are really still coming in, but it's becoming more evident that more than we thought was withheld concerning bodily injury from our COVID shots. Now, most U.S. cardiologists are not using MRIs to test for heart damage, but doctors in Thailand are, and their message is that the heart damage is worse than expected. Yep, worse than they thought. All right. So according to the report that was published in the February 2022 Journal of Cardiology, the patients were examined before the COVID treatment was administered. And unlike the United States airline pilots who were not given a physical before they were pressured into getting their shots. So also we have this question now. Why did the FDA in October 2022, without notice, change? Why did they change or widen the EKG policy range for the pilots? So this measure was really most likely, you know, to keep pilots from becoming grounded. So, however, the heart damage from the COVID treatment is not limited on aviation employees, and it is estimated that over 50 million Americans have heart damage from getting the COVID shot. And the ugly truth is kind of striking when cardiac MRI studies are performed. And we are also aware there has been a 40% increase in death claims with your insurance companies across the board, and a majority of the deaths are in the age group of 18 to 55, in which patients were in a group insurance policy arrangement through employers. So here is a quote from Dr. Thomas Levy. He's a cardiologist. He says, the EKG or PR test for pilots to measure heart function has a standard range of 12 to 2. The FAA has changed the range from 12 to 3 and could go higher. And this is a wide range to accommodate a person with cardiac injury. And I am appalled at this change. So it's obvious that if the range had not been changed, your pilots would have had to be grounded. So the FDA knows that the airline industry, knows that the shots, they know the shots is causing this problem, and to make it public would destroy air travel. And if it wasn't the shot that damaged hearts, but let's say it's COVID itself, well, the damage would have been evident well in advance. So plus, an Israel study compared almost 200,000 people with heart damage from COVID who were not vaccinated to those who were, and the shot creates a more severe heart damage, they said. But there's other conflicting studies that are saying the opposite. Now, another study in Puerto Rico showed that of the 97% there who got the COVID shot, that 70% were tested positive for COVID injury. They also reported that 30% of the children were also suffering from cardiac injury who were given the shot. So in the U.S., the estimated number of airline pilots that have heart damage and still flying busloads of people is around 20%. They think it's going to go higher, though, when the real numbers start flying in. So the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System reports cardio damage at all ages. Okay. So, which they got a problem. The FAA's got a problem. They're guilty of coercion. They coerce their pilots to get the COVID shot, and they find themselves in this position. If not admitting it was the shot that injured the pilots, or well, they could be found liable for the injuries, because you know these people can't sue the drug companies that made the shot or the government that paid for it and developed it, helped it get developed and distribute it, so they can't sue the government. Well, that leaves the employers who pressured employees to get the shot or be unemployed. Remember that? So this is why the FAA has gone about the changes quietly, because they fear the lawsuits and the industry shutdown. Yep. And doing the easy and cheap cardiac tests, well, you can miss a lot of cardiac damage that way. Here is a quote from the Thailand study. They said, cardiac MRI with contrast on patients is expensive, but it is the gold standard for establishing cardiac injury. And you can see the extensive damage, too, when you do that. They also said this is Radiological Society of North America, February 2022. They said MRI findings in vaccine-associated myocarditis included late gadolinium enhancement in 81% and left ventricular dysfunction in 29%. End of quote. So there you have that. So, you know, the cover-ups are kind of beyond waist high at this point. And it is becoming apparent that any nation that suddenly finds 20% or more of their population gone, well, they want answers. You know? So, hey, Frank, it's estimated 60% of America got the vaccine, the shot. But they're not going to be around, they say, and within 5 years, they're going to succumb to the side effects of the shot. So imagine this nation with less than half of its population in a few years. How severe that's going to be. What's that going to do to the economy? People aren't paying taxes. They're not here anymore. So really, people are starting to take care. A lot of them are waking up. They're not feeling so secure with the healthcare industry right now, and they're looking for other solutions. So people, you know, ask me all the time, you know, well, I can't give medical advice. I say I can't give medical advice. But I just know from my experience, you know, over the years working with medicinal plants, that they have a lot of strengthening elements in them for the metabolic function of the human body. And I like anything that's going to strengthen me. Oh, yeah, I'll take that in a skinny minute over something that's going to weaken me and make me dependent. I'm not going there. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says severe. let's see, exactly what they want. Yeah, well, I know it's what they want. I know this is a planned event. I understand that. But, you know, people that are not savvy to it or just waking up to it, you know, they got to kind of warm up to the whole idea. I like to look at therapies as strengtheners, not something that weakens me or makes me dependent on something for the rest of my life. And that's the other thing, you know, herbal remedies, medicinals, well, they're not supposed to be, you know, prescription for the rest of your life, like, you know, drug therapy is. It's a whole different area. It's people are just kind of used to, do I have to take this the rest of my life? Hopefully not. You know, if you're living right, if you're not backsliding into some really bad habits that we can do, and then we undermine our progress, you know, I mean, we've all done that, you know, at some time or at some level or another. We may not have known we did that, but we live and learn from stuff. But, you know, body speaks to you. It lets you know. If we're not ignoring a lot of symptoms, we can catch stuff and go, okay, the body doesn't like that. Body doesn't like that. So you avoid those things. So a lot of food sources today are allergens to our bodies, and we tend to ignore some of that. People will rush over to their physicians, and they'll give them creams or ointments, injections or whatever to get rid of the symptoms of that. But it's really the food that needs to be avoided because your body's sensitive to it and it doesn't like it. So why stress the body? Why go through the suffering? And why expose yourself to a lot of toxicity with the pharmaceuticals? I think it's insanity. You just get rid of the offending agent, you know. Keep food journals if you don't know what you're allergic to. They'll tell you in a skinny minute, in a small amount of time, because you don't have to really, I don't think you really have to go get allergy shots. You can just keep a journal of what you're eating, look back at, you know, if something's bothering you, look back at the last 2 days what you've had, and you can kind of pinpoint what you had that may be new or you haven't had in a while. And don't rule out the idea that maybe you've become allergic to something new or maybe an old allergy is back. So when I was a kid, I was allergic to chocolate. Then I grew out of the chocolate allergy in my 20s. Yahoo! But then it was back in my 30s, and it's still back today. So I can't have chocolate. If I have chocolate, I pay the price. Okay? Not good for me. So you have to, you know, have this mindset where you want to protect your system. And I know the taste buds like chocolate, but I say to myself, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. So keep a food journal. That helps you narrow stuff down. I would say the top food culprits are going to be cow's milk, wheat, shellfish, and nuts. So those are typically the major allergy foods that you may be sensitive to. And you may, you know, like I have a child who's almost 40. He's allergic to pecans, but he can have walnuts and almonds. But he can't have pecans. So, and he found that out early in his teens, you know. So, you know, and you can grow in and out of these allergies, so just know that. Now, one of the big telltale signs of a milk allergy, by the way, you can get eczema or psoriasis. It can manifest as ear infections, or it can manifest as dark circles under your eyes, okay, that don't want to go away. It could also manifest as, you know, digestive upset if you're, you know, dairy intolerant. So listen to how the body's communicating to you. And then if you're allergic to milk, like I am, can't have cow's milk, you have to watch what you're eating because there could be milk and things. Like you may forget the chocolate. It may have milk chocolate. It may be milk in there. Or how about the snacks? The snacks have milk everywhere. And when you go out to eat, the menus have cheese on just about everything. I mean, it's just, and one slice of cheese is 8 glasses of milk. So people forget cheese. They forget the little yogurt they had at breakfast. Yeah, they forget the little bit of a cheese sprinkled on their salad. You know, you gotta be really looking at that stuff and read your labels careful. You can sidestep a lot of problems, and you have a lot of control over your diet. You can change your DNA in 6 days with diet. So we tend to be like our family tree with, you know, issues that we're told are genetic, but we tend to eat like our relatives because that's how we were taught to eat and cook and stuff. So, but you can make changes. Mediterranean diet's a very popular one, kind of skirts around the problem of, you know, your diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. According to cultural studies, the people in the Mediterranean typically don't have those Western problems. That's how they eat a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. So a lot of people are looking for natural solutions to these everyday problems, and they're trying to strengthen areas that may be weaker. So a lot of metabolic strengthening herbs are out there. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check them out online, ThePowerHerbs.com. Check out, they have a cardio section if you want to check that out. They got a lot of organ cleanses out there if you want to remove some, you know, pharmaceutical residues and things like that you don't want to hang on to. And by the way, organ cleansing, a lot of people confuse an enema type of process with a bowel cleanse. That's not the same. That's just, you know, cleaning the pipes of, you know, fecal matter, but it's not drawing out residues that are lodged in colon tissue. So you need a cleanse for that to draw those things out. So it's different than just having an enema and being regular. That's two different things. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out there. If you're interested in healthy wellness stuff, topics like that, they have 2 free online newsletters. So you have to have email to get them. And you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. You just click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. And they go out each week. So the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. Now, some of you have asked if there's a letter, kind of a guideline letter, that will help them communicate to their Congress people, their congressmen and women, their feelings about the Supplement Act that they're trying to put through in the House. A House bill was at 90-40, I believe, or 40-90, something like that. Anyway, Details were in the newsletter, and we had a sample letter go out that you could use all or part of it to help you out. If you missed that edition, you can just email us at thepowerofs.com, and we can send you a copy through the email. So, yeah, you want to stand up for your rights to have your natural solutions, because if they take your medicinal herbs away, well, wellness is going to have a problem in this world. And it's a problem in the UK. I hear from UK folks a lot. They don't have what the America has right now in medicinals. They were removed from the market when the Food Harmonization Act took place, and that's what they're trying to usher in with this, in my opinion, with this Supplement Act, where they're going to give the FDA more jurisdiction over your herbs to kind of run it like their drug therapies. So that means, at first, your herbs are going to be more like a drug, and so they're going to want you to have them tested and all this stuff. Not you, the consumer, but the manufacturers, and pushes prices up. So you're paying more. You're going to be paying a lot more. So get ready for herbs inflation if you're supporting the Herb Supplement Act or the Vitamin Supplement Act they're trying to put through right now. But God's on his throne, so we're going to be praying about that one. And we're going to be talking about in the next half hour some more interesting things. We're going to talk about your food. Your food can be a therapeutic approach to wellness. And also we're going to talk about other diseases that can actually impede other forms of functions like breathing. A lot of people have a lot of respiratory issues. So we're going to talk about those when we come back from this break. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Brought up all the coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do we leave this bellyache? I said, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, can you leave this belly ache? Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, can you leave this belly ache? I said,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Are you prone prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Awesome, Frank. Thank you for the retro. Yeah, we were born to be alive, right? Yes, yes. That's what the life is in the blood, and the Lord is about life. We are at his inheritance, so never forget that. Okay, we're going to talk about people with pulmonary issues. It really sucks the energy right out of you when you're not able to metabolize and have oxygen adequately through the cells, and it's a problem for folks. And you see an explosion, really, in the pulmonary issues and all the drugs coming out to address them. Lung function loss is a problem, and it's nothing new, but they've been adding new diseases, new names to the long line of pulmonary problems. Science is discovering, new problems for pulmonary sufferers and new medicine to give them. Yeah. So as science tries to, blame a lot of respiratory diseases like COPD on your genetic code or your immune system malfunctioning, well, we're going to check out some interesting variables that have provoked these unnatural but common pulmonary illnesses. So, bronchitis, emphysema, asthma, that's what they have lumped all together into the COP, the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So new category, new name, but they're saying you have a combination of those three, bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. And it's becoming more of a widespread problem. Medicine does not know what causes this, they say. Now, back in 2017, the European Lung Foundation reported that after they assessed about 55,000 nurses in the United States, this was a study from 1989 to 2009, they found that there was a very high risk of them developing COPD. So variables due to age, smoking, body mass index, level of exposure to disinfectants were all analyzed. And what they said about this occupation of nursing, they were more vulnerable to getting lung diseases like this. This was Dr. Arnane Dumas in France. He participated in this research with the European Respiratory Society. And they suspect that it's the cleaning agents used in the hospitals that's prompting these lung conditions for these employees. So their report suggests that, you know, the cleaning chemicals used in your hospitals increase the risk of pulmonary diseases like COPD by about 22 to 32%. Well, maybe this is a good time to inform the public that, you know, Listerine was an OR cleaning agent. You know, the mouthwash Listerine that clears bacteria very well. Well, they just decided to market it as a, you know, halitosis product, you know, for bad breath. Seriously, it's a industrial cleaning agent. This is why it's so bad for gum tissue. Nurses, they're usually using the cleaning chemicals maybe once a week, increase their risk of pulmonary diseases by 22 to 32%, according to the report. So they're exposed to disinfectants, any kind of cleaning agents, bleach, hydrogen peroxides, alcohol, ammonia compounds, all these things you clean, put you at risk, they're saying. So about 37% of the nursing staff, they say, clean surfaces each week. I don't know about that. I worked in a hospital. I never saw them clean squat. They would always call janitorial to come do something. I don't know if I agree with that. What hospital was that at where the nurses actually swabbed the decks on something? Approximately 19%, they say, use strong chemicals to clean medical instruments weekly. Now, I have seen that, where they, you know, kind of disinfect some tools. But, you know, as to, you know, clean surfaces, I don't think I've seen that. Here is a quote from Dr. Dumas again. There was a suggestion of a link with the weekly use of disinfectants to clean instruments or surfaces, and to our knowledge, this is the best link so far that we have found between disinfectants and the COPD involving healthcare workers. Well, that's healthcare workers, okay. I don't know, there's people that clean all the time. You've got people that clean offices, all kinds of places. You know, do they have the same problem? I don't know. Very interesting. The United States healthcare industry has no safety protocols in place to protect their employees from serious health hazards when they're using strong cleaning chemicals. Now, obviously, their occupational work standards need a little bit of a review and change. Now, some of the hospitals that participated in the study were Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, Boston, Massachusetts. But you want to keep this in mind. Disinfectants used in hospitals like bleach and ammonia compounds are used in everyday household cleaners as well. The risk of domestic use of these chemicals can significantly impact the statistics on pulmonary disease such as COPD. And I know some people say, well, the hospital probably uses a stronger version. Well, supposedly. But there have been cases where, you know, the hospitals kind of, you know, to do better on the bottom line, they just order what you and I pick up at the grocery store. And that's what their cleaning staff uses. So according to some research, this American Thoracic Society, National Jewish Health, also chimed in on chronic lung problems, high risk for patients. According to Dr. Barry Make, 2016 research showed that accelerated loss of lung function with patients suffering from other diseases like emphysema or other lung-related illnesses. So medicine took these patients and put them on a course of antibiotics, steroids, inhaler products. Treatments were really not preventing the loss of lung function. resulting in a loss of 21 millimeters lost of lung function each year. So that wasn't helping. Medicine was also labeling this disabling condition COPD. And, you know, which is that combination we talked about, bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. So hospitalized patients can lose triple their lung capacity or up to 75 milliliters of lung function each year. COPD patients are also known to become severely depressed, and these respiratory conditions involve inflammation and muscle spasms. Well, if we go down to ancient history, what did our ancient ancestors do? Well, who discovered emphysema? Hey, Frank, you know who discovered emphysema? Was it your uncle? Well, I had a family member with emphysema. A person who used to smoke when they were younger, but they quit later in life. But emphysema is a condition really as old as smoking. And as long as cigars and pipes have been used, there has been pulmonary disease. So the name description means, emphysema means swelling and inability to breathe, and it comes from the Greek word emphysium, meaning inflate and breath. In other words, you can't get a breath in. So the damage to the lung tissue is more commonly in the lower lobe of the lung. Now, in the 17th century, emphysema caught the attention of the public by the English physician Sir John Fourier. 1712, Dr. Fourier educated the public on the progressive nature of emphysema disease, and that he told them smoking, fumes, atmosphere irritants, you know, campfires or burning a fire, can all cause the condition, he said. Yeah, because you got particulates going in the lung that shouldn't be there. So if you work at a wood mill, right, or a place that deals with a lot of irritants that you would breathe in. So he advised people to avoid these irritants as much as possible. So, well, you know, you heated your home with wood fires. How are you going to get around that? People who smoke, 15 times more likely to get emphysema. People who work in industries like coal mines or where there is dust like sawmills are also prone to the condition. So there are also rare cases where the elderly develop emphysema and are not smokers. So emphysema is this lung disease which tends to be irreversible, according to medical science, and the Lung Association and the Emphysema Asthma Foundation say the same thing. But instead, patients are given a lot of medications, help control their symptoms, and told not to smoke. Emphysema can also adversely affect your heart and can contribute to lung cancer. So, I guess the moral of the story is don't smoke. Don't even start. And I don't really think vaping is a good substitute, to be honest. So one of my herb professors helped a famous actor who was separately diagnosed by different physicians as having different things. One physician said he had emphysema. One said he had, well, you have chronic bronchitis. And the other one said, well, you have asthma. Now, one doctor told him he had three conditions, all three conditions at the same time. So he essentially had what medicine calls COPD, and his condition quickly deteriorated, and he became bedridden. And he had been a heavy smoker, two or three packs of cigarettes per day. His family, his family tree had lots of relatives that were smokers, and they also had lots of lung cancer in the family tree. So the first thing he was told to do was quit smoking. Not hard at this point, since you really can't breathe anyway. Anyway, he felt like he was trying to breathe through a straw. And so his lungs were at that stage where they were extremely inflamed and coated with a lot of mucus,
which made him cough, and each breath was difficult to take. So if you ever notice smokers, they have a little mucus at the bottom of their throat. You can tell a smoker over the phone talking to them. Okay? So his lungs weren't doing so well. He was desperate, so he decided to seek out a natural healer. He found this herbalist, and not me, it was my herbal professor, and followed the instructions of the herbal professor. So he was to stop all solid foods and drink vegetable juices and fruit juices. Now, this was easy for the digestive tract, but you could still assimilate the nutrition, and the energy that would have been spent digesting solid food could go to the healing process. So that's why that's done. Also, he was to stop all dairy and sugar, which promotes mucus in the body. So don't want any more mucus. And when he did those first two things, you know, did juicing therapy and then stopped sugar and dairy, he immediately brought back his breath and he was less labored at breathing. Then he was told to use some herbal medicines to improve his pulmonary function and to help get rid of the mucus that he had still trapped in the body. And this was kind of like an herbal detox. And then he was to stop all the other bad habits that were making him sick. And, you know, he was to do other things to help supercharge his system with more nutrition. So he was to stop the bad lifestyle that he had. So this person, this actor, made a full recovery and never smoked again. So what science doesn't tell you is that when you make these kinds of self-help changes and stop abusing your body, in this case, his lungs, the white blood cells devour the goopy tar and other garbage that were in the lungs and help the lung repair and also repair scar tissue. But medicine tells you scar tissue can't be repaired. So science is telling patients that you can't repair like that. But you can address emphysema by following these same therapies for lung cancer and recover faster. So the research all points to diets which are devoid of fruits and vegetables that increase your risk of pulmonary diseases. So the carcinogen in your tobacco is more potent than those individuals having the poor diet. So Dr. Tim Byers did some research. He, CDC guy, and Dr. Block of the National Cancer Institute, they found that, well, they found that all the cancers, including lung cancer, is the most highly influenced cancer by diet alone. So lung cancer, influenced by diet. An important thing to remember is that vegetables should not be cooked. Your body will need the live enzymes in these raw foods. So that's why he was to get a juicer and juice his fruits and vegetables raw. And he did that. And then you had live enzyme nutrition going right into the system. Get rid of the mucus, get rid of the tar, get rid of everything you don't need, and let's start the healing process and rebuild some things. Now, I once had a family member that smoked, obviously, all their adult life, all right, didn't want to quit smoking, came down with lung cancer, okay, found it on an x-ray that he had to have a standard x-ray to, he had to go in for a hernia operation, and they did a chest x-ray, and that's when they found the lung cancer thing. Now, this was way back before, you know, internet. So, you know, any research you had to do, you went to the library. So he went to the library, and the research pointed that only 2% of the people recover from lung cancer. Well, that's under allopathic healthcare. That's under modern healthcare. So he was determined, or convinced, I should say, that he wasn't going to be ever cured of lung cancer, so he didn't go for any surgeries or any treatments. He just, you know, got his mindset. He was going to, you know, lay down and die and hospice will come in. And that's what he did. The morphine injections. You know, exit care. So, but that person that I'm talking about, this was breakfast. A pot of coffee and donuts or a slice of cake. Something baked, something sweet, right? And then would eat maybe lunch or dinner, but not both. So basically one entree meal a day. And the meal was Southern. Southern people cook a lot of stuff on top of the stove, so you know what that means. A lot of fried stuff. And a lot of overcooked stuff. And a lot of that just can also create a lot of digestive problems. So if you're not getting the live nutrition in these foods, because when you heat and cook foods, you change them chemically. And herbs are heat sensitive, so you don't want to heat herbs either. So here's some of the foods for improving lung health. You want to eat more yellow, orange, and green fruits and vegetables, okay, with those bright pigments in them. So these kinds of foods have a little more protection for you, and they also contain beta-carotene. So look for the deep orange color, the deep green chlorophyll foods. Science is really quite sure why beta-carotene and chlorophyll foods are antidotes for pulmonary disease and lung cancer. But you see, you're not going to go to the hospital and they're not going to shove a plate of this in front of you. They're there to prescribe. And, you know, frankly, disease is their money engine. If you're too well, they're not making any money. Now, in 1983, Dr. Menkes of Johns Hopkins University discovered that a majority of the lung cancer patients had low levels of beta-carotene in them. So further research showed that patients with the lowest beta-carotene levels had twice the lung cancer rate. British researchers at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund, they reported that if you eat a carrot a day, it made a big anti-cancer difference for you. Dr. Regina Ziegler of the National Cancer Institute reported that by eating a half a cup of beta-carotene-rich or deep green vegetables each day made the difference between low and high risk among smokers and ex-smokers. So essentially, the research is suggesting that we can obtain a cancer-protective dose in a carrot a day. Now, however, since each individual is a little different, the anti-cancer impact on food can vary. So it may be 2 to 4 carrots a day for some individuals to get the same protection another person may get just eating 1 or 2 carrots a day. University of Alabama discovered that the power of folic acid in your green vegetables fights cancer as well. So lung cancer patients have lower levels of vitamin B, which can weaken cells, making them more vulnerable to tumors and metastasizing the cancer. So folic acid, vitamin B, is going to be found in your high concentrations in the following foods: spinach, collards, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and dried beans. Now here at the University of Hawaii, Frank, they studied various vegetables and found tomatoes also cut the risk of lung cancer with the beta-carotene in it. They reported tomatoes cut the risk of lung cancer by 7-fold in women and 3-fold in men. This seemed to do better than the beta-carotene, which, you know, cut the risk of cancer 3-fold in women and 2-fold in men. So add some tomatoes.
Yeah.
And they reported that it was possibly the lutein and the lycopene in the tomatoes that had the anti-cancer elements to them. Asthma, also that's, you know, on our list here. Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, they said vaccines offer 22 times the rate of ear infections, 32 times the rate of sinusitis, 4 times the rate of allergies, 2 times the rate of asthma, 4 times the rate of hay fever, 3 times the rate of HD, AD, and 19 times the rate of autism. So a lot of times when you have an asthma-related issue, it has nothing to do with smoking. They're saying could be from a vaccine. They go on to say this is also Barbara Fisher. She's with the National Vaccine Information Center. So what she says, what people need to be aware of is that medical science involving vaccines, there is a we don't know category. Vaccines are mandated for children, yet in most instances, the scientific evidence of safety is so poor that it just they just don't know. It wasn't tested for children. So when the she says when the American pediatric studies were done, there is no causation that the vaccines harm children, and therefore they think they're safe. And that is not what the reports are saying at all. Medicine has its way of not wanting to look for something when they use the words "we just don't know" category. I've said that before. You know, they don't test drugs to see if they cause cancer because they don't want to know that. So they don't test for that. So diet's important. Lifestyle's key in a lot of areas. You may have to tweak it. Like when I went to herb school, I found out I had to tweak my diet. You know, I ate like my relatives because that's how I learned to eat. Made the same things, but I had to change all that. My body doesn't like a lot of heavy red meats. And it likes, you know, lighter fare and less portion. And my body certainly doesn't like milk. Now, milk will constipate you, slow down your transit time. So will cheese, bananas, and cooked carrots. So if you have that problem, think about what you're eating. Chocolate also does that. So it could be what you're putting in the body that's causing that problem. And here you are running to the store for laxatives and stool softeners. Could be the diet. You could be allergic to your diet. That's what it is. So you have a lot of power over wellness and your health and your vitality just by what you put in your body. So keep that in mind, how powerful that is. You can change your DNA in 6 days with a change in diet. Look at that. For the better, I'm talking about. The powerherbs.com, they'll help you out also with medicinal powerful herbs for tweaking other areas if you need it. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. You can get a free catalog by calling 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You get a chance to sign up for their online newsletters and be empowered each and every week. And, you know, pass on the empowerment, friends and family. Oh, I can see by the clock I'm out of time. Thank you, Frank, for working out our little glitch there at the beginning. Always wonderful, magical engineer. That's why I call him that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.